Silver Brumbies of the South, written by Aline Mitchell and read by Caroline Lee. Be sure to visit our website at www.belinda.com. Then there was a tremendous squeal, and it was as though the Black Knight itself had leapt on them. With flailing hooves and snorting breath, an enormous black horse sprang onto Thaura. The young horses shrank backwards, step by step, out of the way. Thaura made no sound. After the first blows, he kept silently to one side, swung round, and sank onto his haunches. He could not see the horse, who undoubtedly had been able to see him a little. And he waited till bared teeth or the white of an eye might gleam in the darkness and show him where it was. He could hear heavy breathing and could gauge fairly well where the black horse stood. He kept his own breathing so light that no one would hear it. At last he thought he knew the distance he must jump to land above that heavy breathing. What fun to hurtle through the air and fasten onto the neck or wither of that black horse! He sprang off his haunches. His forefeet struck flesh. He sunk in his teeth and hung on. There was a whirling black horse, striving madly to be free of him. Thaura smelt the hot coat, the sweat, the blood, felt the fury of the horse whom he held in his strong teeth. He shook him and shook him. It was superb to be alive, to be out in the mountains again, to be fighting. An amazing tussle went on through the last hour of darkness, but as the grey light came creeping, Thaura had exhausted the big black horse, and he led his young horses on into the depth of the forest, where the Moyangal River ran. How strange to fight a horse in the night and barely see him, Baringa thought, shivering slightly. But Thaura went on and on, his head held high, proud and gay, the silver mane rippling and catching the pale light that filtered down through the great trunked trees.